Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up this morning with something heavy on my mind.
It's all right.
Couldn't see clearly with these tears in my eyes.
It's all right.
On my knees, emergency, so started praying. Don't I?
Good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord. So glad to be with you this morning. Glad that you are with us. And we welcome you to Wednesday, the middle of the week, the middle of a new week, week that God has given to us and he has blessed us with. And I thank God for this day, and I thank God for you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. That's just the thing we ought to do, and be glad in it. Don't know what the day is going to bring, but whatever it brings, we've got to find a way to rejoice and be glad in the day. Amen. We are grateful. I am grateful. Thank you for being here, as Pastor Stevenson, and I'm so glad that you have joined us on Hope City Radio as we do our prayer time and devotion and just spend some time meditating and preparing our minds for what God is saying and will be doing through us in this day. I believe that every day that we open our eyes is a day that God wants to do something through us. He wants to do a new thing with us. And I think that the way we get to that place is we surrender to him. We surrender ourselves. We surrender our direction. We surrender the day. We say, Lord, we have plans and we got things. But we give it all to you. Amen, amen. This evening, don't forget, join us at 7 o'clock for our recharge service. Join us at 7 for our recharge, going through the doctrines of our faith. And tonight, we're dealing with the way of salvation. There's questions that people have about how do you get saved? How has salvation been purchased for us? How does that all work? What does that all mean? And we are going to talk about the way of salvation and get some clarity and understanding about it, get some understanding about how we stand before the Lord. And if we are born again believers, if we are saved, and how are we viewed by God? How does that work? And so I want us to dive in today, tonight, 7, and just kind of walk through and see how we get to this place of salvation. We hear the word all the time. You know, people, when I grew up, they used to say, I'm saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. We had a lot of sayings about this salvation. And I don't know if we ever spent time talking about, well, what does it mean to be saved? Saved from what? Saved to what? To what end? Too many people, too many Christians believe and we live our life as if we are saved. And I use that term, that we are saved, that we come into the knowledge of the truth, and the purpose of salvation is to go to heaven. And so many Christians subsequently give their heart to the Lord, quote unquote, and then they just go through life living normally and the way things always have been, just waiting, truly waiting to die so they can go to heaven. But then you look at a Billy Graham, who just passed away last week at the age of 99. I believe that Billy Graham accepted Christ when he was like six or seven, very young, very young. And so you have to wonder what was those 90 some years about? What was that about? It was just waiting to get to heaven, because it was almost a century after he accepted Christ as a Savior that he died on this side and went to glory just a couple of days ago. So what was God expecting of him for those 90 some odd years? It wasn't just waiting. It was an example of what we ought to be doing on our way to heaven. Heaven is the guarantee for those of us who have applied the blood of Jesus to our life, the work that we have to be doing. What has God called us to do? What is the mission that he has created us for? And I think when we understand the importance of salvation, what it means, then we'll start understanding that it's definitely not just something simply that we get as a parachute and just wait for death so we can go into the arms of Jesus. We have a job, a mission, a work, a purpose, a passion to fulfill. There's something God wants you to deliver into the earth realm. And I just believe that as Christians, if we find that thing, if we get that thing that God has anointed us to deliver into the earth realm, we would find our passion, we'll find everything in that. And I just believe that's what God is pushing us to. So come tonight and we'll just go through it and we'll work through it and just see how the Lord might be speaking to us. This morning, I woke up and this is a scripture. And again, I just believe in saying what I believe I hear God saying. And the scripture that dropped in my my spirit as I opened my eyes is, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, everything, the world and they that dwell therein. Whatever you face today, it's going to be on earth. It's going to be here. You're going to face it here. You're going to go through it here. Whatever you feel, you're going to feel it here on earth. The earth, the Lord's. I want you to think about that for a moment. The earth, this whole globe, this celestial globe, as written by one of the hymn writers of antiquity. The earth, this globe, this sphere that we live on. Said it's the Lord's. It belongs to him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, everything that has to do that belongs to God, everything that has to do with it, all of its resources in the earth belongs to the Lord. The world and they that dwell, that's all of us, they that dwell in it. So we want to come with an understanding that when we're talking to God, we're talking to the one that controls and has all of this. So it's not asking God to go and ask somebody to help us fix something, asking God to go, God, can on our behalf. Some of us pray as if we're asking God to represent us to the person who's in charge of something. And we ought to recognize, no, I don't need to ask God to represent me in front of or with this person or with that entity. I recognize that the earth is the Lord's. So when I'm talking to God, I'm talking to the one who has control, who has the earth. It's his. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, everything that has to do with it, the world and they that dwell therein. And so I want us to change our perspective about who we're talking to. So when we're talking to God, we are really talking, if I could use this term, at the top of the food chain. There's nothing above him. There's nothing above our God. There's no entity, no place, no people, no power that's above our God. And so when we're talking at the top of it all. Everything is beneath our God. And so as we pray, I want us to pray now, recognize that it's all beneath God, everything underneath him, and we belong to God. Amen. Father, thank you. Gracious Lord, we are grateful to you. We bless your name. We magnify you, for you alone by yourself are worthy to be praised. From the rising of this sun that we see today to the going down of the same sun we're looking at, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Despite what we will deal with today, we affirm right now that the name, your name, is worthy to be praised. And God, we give you praise and glory and honor. We lift up your name, lift up your righteousness. We bless you, we magnify you, and we love you. We speak well of you, and we speak that you by yourself have lifted us and brought us to this place. And so now, Lord, we pray to you because we recognize that everything is beneath you. We quote back to you the scripture, the earth is yours. The earth belongs to you. And so, God, we're praying that you would help us to bring peace to this, bring peace to our surroundings, bring peace to our homes, bring peace to our jobs. As we leave today, many people are leaving home and headed to work. Some people are already on their way to work. I speak peace over them, Lord God, peace and protection as they go to the place that you have provided work for them, where they can live out the tenets and the belief of their faith in front of humanity, in front of people. And God, people will see their good works. They will glorify you. Oh God, lift in our eyes and our mouth unto you. And as we speak life, as we speak grace and peace to people, that God, they would walk in the newness of life. And so we pray that you would use us to be an example and a witness to people, that we would help to draw people to you, draw them into the kingdom of God and into the kingdom of your light. So God, we give you this day, and we say, have thine own way. And we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, and that that peace would guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. And we are glorifying you, for you alone by yourself are worthy. And so, God, we give you this day. Thank you for healing. Thank you for protection. Thank you for grace. Thank you for wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that you will go forth in this day and conquer all that God would have for you to do. Bless you. We'll talk to you tonight. Bye.